Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we should be extremely grateful, and we are grateful that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to me and all of you, all of yourselves, these great na'mas, great fortune, great blessings and gifts, that in this night Allah has given us the capability, the ability to come together. And as I am seeing right now, I can see extreme passion and zest and desire in this gathering. I cannot see anyone who's lazy or forced to sit here or idle. Every man looks alert, focused, aroused, that alhamdulillah, we praise Allah, we glorify Him immensely. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how He gathers people together. How He gathers people together. And despite the fact that you know that today's majlis, today's gathering, it is not, for example, very, you could say, select or different to any other gathering that we say. But there's one point here, like, as you will have heard after the salah, and you would have seen the posters as well, that this gathering is solely, we are, for the purpose that we will sit down and remember Allah's name. So I think that, subhanAllah, that many people don't know me or recognize me, but how much there is satisfaction in reciting Allah's name, that it pulls the people like magnets together. And this love that's pouring down from your faces, and your passion, your deep-rooted desire, your desire to remember Allah, this is Allah's name's barakah. And my desire, my want says that when me and you have this desire and passion deep in the heart, and this is apparent and visible, then inshallah Allah will forgive us all. And this is the fact with the blessings of Allah. It's a fact. So the biggest point, the biggest piece of good news is the lives we've passed before today, ghaflat, negligence, unconscious. And definitely we have, I speak about myself, bone idol, etc., life. But Allah has given us a great opportunity. A great opportunity, subhanAllah. This is how Allah sends His rahmah, His mercy. That a person's going into hellfire, jahannam, and Allah takes him out and puts him into paradise. So mashaAllah, Allah desired this. Don't think that I've had to travel this far, I've come from far away, I've given up time and effort. No, don't think that. Rather think that Allah's mercy is upon me. Allah's been so merciful to me, His blessings. Brothers, time passes. Somebody will be 80 years old, 70 years old, 50 years old, or 20 years old. Different varying ages of people sitting here. Does time change? No, it doesn't. The time will pass. But if the time passes in Allah's remembrance, it's alive. Whatever time passes in your remembrance, O Allah, whichever second passes in your remembrance, Allah, is greater than hundreds and hundreds of full, complete lives. So what I'm trying to request is that, praise be to Allah, alhamdulillah, Allah has allowed us to sit here. Let's all do dua, pray to Allah, that Allah, please make this gathering beneficial for us. And from us, let us talk about and discuss such points, and listen and talk about such things that are beneficial, that alhamdulillah, this majlis, we should depart from it with such blessings, and with such a reward, and with such a resource for thereof. That resource should be such that if we die, then we get good news. When we go into the grave, that resource gives us the sight of paradise. When we go to the akhirah, then we walk smiling, laughing into paradise. Allah give us this as a result of this gathering, and we'll be successful, my friends. And all brothers, make this niyyah first and foremost right now, that alhamdulillah, praise be to Allah, whatever Allah makes us hear, listen to, talk. Let's not sit as cowards. Let's not be cowardly. Rather, let's be brave, courageous, determined. Inshallah, we will practice on this. Inshallah. True promise? Yes, no one's a coward, are they? MashaAllah. Everyone's brave sitting here? Good stuff, good. Right, let's carry on. Sit as brave people, courageous. We don't want cowardly intentions. Let's be young and courageous. Whatever Allah Ta'ala says, we'll say, Allah, we will do it. Yes, that should we even be grateful in this gathering? At least this one, to say, Allah, whatever you say, we will accept and we'll do it. That's it. So what do we need to do? Let's go to that now. What do we need to do? Look, in the Qur'an Hakim, the ulema ikram, the respected scholars are present, they're here sitting in front of you. And the pious elders have stated that the Qur'an, the summary of the Qur'an, that all the subjects and the surahs and the chapters, the summary, if you take the summary Yes, the nature of the Quran, in different places in the Quran, Allah has mentioned with examples, Allah has given amthal, the examples of the previous nations. Allah has mentioned Jannah, Paradise, Hellfire, Jahannam, and Allah has mentioned all these points. Everything that Allah Ta'ala has mentioned in the Quran, it is one thing that summarizes, it summarizes to. Yes? What is that? The crux of the matter is Allah is saying to us, telling us, save yourself from sin. Do not disobey me. Prevent sinning. Be cautious. Leave the sins. This is the summary and the da'wah of the Quran. And today we need to give this da'wah to each other. I'm not capable to give this da'wah to you, because I am somebody who needs Islam rectification from you. That's why I've come here. Allah give me my Islam. I'm more in need than you. I'm desperate and you are pious. What we need to do today, we, me, you, all of us, is that Allah Ta'ala in the whole Quran, the whole Kitab of Allah is telling us, and different ways and methods Allah explains this point, that do not disobey me. Do not commit sins. Why? Why? Because sin equals what? What's the result of sin? Allah has mentioned in the Quran, it's severe. It is severe, it is horrible, it is dangerous for us. And forevermore, infinite, such a fire of hellfire, such adab, punishment, Allah has mentioned in the Quran, that the person, forget about thinking, you cannot imagine what is the fire of hellfire. If you take millions of fires in the world and combine the heat and the intensity, the heat of the hellfire will be worse. Take all the darkness of the world, combine it, pull the forces of darkness together, layer upon layer upon layer upon layer upon layer. I swear by Allah, the darkness of hellfire, the intensity of the combination of darkness of this world cannot even get near to the darkness of the world. Think about it. So much fire, so much darkness, Jahannam, no one to help, and forevermore, no one's scream or shriek will be heard, and that will be life in the hereafter. That will be the condition in the hereafter, tell me. Can we sustain that? Can we take that? Can we absorb that? And how good is it if we right now, whilst we're living on planet Earth, if we say, sitting, Allah, my Mawla, my Lord, you are right. I've read the Quran many times and I keep on reading the Quran and I will read it again, inshallah. And that why do we commit deeds? Why do we implement deeds that make us go to Jannah? Allah, I promise from today, I will not do sins that take me to Jannah. Do we make this promise, brothers? Inshallah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so Rahim, merciful, Kareem, blessed, that His blessings, that Allah says, if you made that promise, Allah says, my rahmah is with you. My mercy is with you. Allah says, "Inna Allah ma'al muhsinin." Allah said that you, my servant, have promised, I am with you, my rahmah is with you, my mercy is with you, and Allah will inshallah allow you to implement this. You're not weak, are you, in your promise? Are you? You understand what I'm saying? You got courage, determination? Otherwise, Jahannam, the fire will come. This is all what Allah Ta'ala is saying to us. May Allah Ta'ala is sharing with us His information, so we should not be disobedient to Allah. The question shouldn't arise, a Muslim with Iman and he disobeys Allah? Shaitan, 10,000 years, how many hundreds of thousands of times he prostrated in ibadah and he disobeyed Allah once. This is the example of the Quran, isn't it? Allah has given every example, and this is the example of disobedience. Allah said, don't follow your prostration, don't think you're guaranteed your prostration, your Quran, your Umrah and your Ramadan. Allah says, this is all to one side. The question doesn't arise, how can you dare, Allah says, that you disobey Allah on one point, one order, say Subhanallah. Who are you to disobey me, Allah says? What status do you have? Who do you think you are? Allah asks us. Who are you? What do you think you are? How can you think of sinning? Allah says, look at Shaitan. He had all the qualities, attributes, piety. And we say one sin. Oh, no, Allah, I pray Salah. What difference does it make if I do one sin? Oh, it's only a small thing. Ali sweared at him. Oh, Ali, I lied once, Allah. What difference does it make, Allah? Totally not. Impossible. The question doesn't arise. Why? Because if Allah is telling us instruction, we disobey, that we disobey and reject Allah's order, how do we dare? How can we have the courage? How can we have the strength? How can we even think about disobeying Allah? On Allah's land, on His earth, we stand with Allah's energy is given to us, and we read the Quran, and we know the Quran, and we say, Allah said, telling us, don't do this, and I said, no, Allah, I'm doing this. I cannot live without this, we say. This is, I'm forced to do this. We have to live in the world. I will consume haram. I will do sin. I will lie. Without lying, I cannot succeed. Allah is that Razzaq, the sustainer. He gives wealth, he gives us everything, and he sustains us. We say, Allah, no, we're not going to obey your orders. What kind of nonsense is that? Tell me. So my brothers, it's a straightforward point here that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that beware. If I've said something is haram, then it's haram till their last day. Even if the whole world, it states to you that there's benefit in this, there's benefit, and they count their so-called benefit as essential. We're living in a new day and age, progressive times, advanced times. No, impossible. If the Quran has decided, then that's the decision that will be followed. That's what we should be saying. We cannot change the decision of Allah. That's our deen. That's our obedience. No excuse. I've come to this country, I'm in this hemisphere, I'm in this nation. Totally no excuses, Allah says. Allah says, wherever a mu'min goes, his man will go with him. Where iman goes, Allah says, my rahmah will go. Subhanallah. Yes, and I will give you the success, Allah says. Allah has never said the instruction, don't go here, don't go there, don't go there. The whole world belongs to Allah. Allah says, go where you want, go and seek rizq, seek earnings, but don't be negligent from my deen. What I've told you, be steadfast on it. Establish that one day you will have to come back to me, Allah Ta'ala said. This is temporary, this world. It's temporary. Just like Mawlana Sahib said, I was surprised. He said, 20 years ago, I was shocked. And 20 years. Yes, that 20 years looks like a dream. That 20 years have passed so quickly. He used to come. Remember, we sat in dhikr in the masjid, and they would come. So this is a dream, this world. Time flies. Today we have an opportunity. Allah has given us an opportunity. Listen, this is a very great opportunity. Don't say, I'm young, I've got time. No, no. Shun these excuses. If in any way or form a restriction, an obstacle is coming, and shaitan's opening the way to haram for you, if he's showing you the way to haram, if shaitan is calling to haram, ignore. If people laugh, let them laugh. If people mock, mock, let them mock. But you have to make a promise that Allah will not break those principles and laws that you've given to us. So Allah Ta'ala has given this hukam that save yourself from my disobedience. Now let me see, let us think, let you think and see, and me, all of us, that today in the dunya, what is the situation with regards to disobedience? How much do we disobey Allah? Is there any action, is there any place, anything, any action that we've left, whether it's society, environment, home, family life, business, shop, meeting people, social, society, deen, where we don't speak nonsense? Is there any facet of life where we don't commit sins? We ask ourselves this question. We have to ask ourselves, seriously, how can we succeed if we're living lives like this? And we're satisfied. We're happy. Such a big point. The third thing is that we're satisfied. We're content with our lifestyles. If we're shunning Allah's deen, open the eyes. We need to try. We need to remind ourselves. Look, when insan, the human being, becomes ill, gets cancer, or he knows he's got TB, tuberculosis, or some disease that's not easily curable, what does he do? The human being, he runs to the hospital, gallops to the doctor, he's upset, he runs to medicine, I need cure, I need a cure. I don't want to die, I need the cure, I need a solution, I need to live longer. Isn't it? And then when we go to get the cure, the solution, first and foremost, the doctor, he just looks, even if you've got a cold, flu, why do we get a flu? Why do we have a cold? Why does a person sneeze? Why? First and foremost, the point that will come to the mind of the doctor, what he'll understand, he will see, is that the reason, the root cause of this cold this person has got. What is the reason behind his flu? Has he got an allergy? Is there flu? Some virus or some bacteria in the air? When he diagnoses, analyzes, once he analyzes, gets to the root cause, diagnosis, then he'll prescribe the medicine. Isn't this the case, brothers? So if he hasn't diagnosed, if he cannot get to the root cause analysis of what is the reason for this, it's common sense that behind every effect, there's a cause, isn't it? Because you have a cause and then an effect. Where behind every fact, there's a reason. Behind every happening, there's a reason. So my brothers, let's think it. Allah Ta'ala is saying, obey me, leave sins, leave sins, leave sins, don't consume haram, don't do wrong, etc., etc. And apart from this, despite all of this, Allah Ta'ala says, then I'll tell you the effects in the Quran of sins, that these are the adab, these are the punishments. This is what happens to a person in this world. He will die like this. And And this all is happening, being told to us in front of us, stated to us, and we can see this with our eyes, what happens in the world. And Allah Ta'ala says on top of this additional, that if you leave a sin, then this is the reward you'll get. And my fadl will come to you, my blessings will come to you. If out of my fear, Allah says, you leave alcohol in the world, Allah says, I'll give you great alcohol in the hereafter. If you saw a female and you lowered your gaze in the world, Allah says, I'll give you a brilliant, beautiful hood in the hereafter. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that if you leave any disobedience of mine, I will give you the reward straight away. And Allah has given a name of that reward, that you will get this most definitely. In the same way, on every good deed you commit, there's a reward. If you do this good deed, you'll get this reward. And I'll increase it this many times, Allah says. I'll multiply the reward. And despite that, we continue to sin. We continue to sin. We sin again. Then we disobey Allah again. So there must be a reason for this, my brothers. There must be. There cannot be that there's no reason. I'll give you an example. Example, you're sat down, you're seated, a person seated, and two dishes are presented. One is very nicely decorated. It looks nice, nice fragrance, hot, warm food with a nice, tasty smell. There's another dish, burnt, looks dirty, smell, insects are crawling through the other plate. Will he leave the beautiful fragrance and nice looking dish and eat the dish with the insects and the rotten food? And we'll sit there and watch him. What will we call that individual human being? We'll say either he's mad, he's crazy, doesn't have intellect, he doesn't have understanding, he must be taken to the doctor. What's happened to this person? That's such a nice dish with a nice smell, tasty, delicious, good looking, and he's left that for that dirty, rotten plate. So we'll say he's mad, crazy. We'll start thinking, Allah, cure this person. What's he doing? How can we explain to this person that he's doing wrong, even though it's blatantly visible? Isn't this right? So today, don't we understand that we've left Jannah, the Hoor's paradise, we leave Allah's nearness, we leave Allah's ma'rifah, Allah's qurb, Allah's love, Allah's nearness and the attachment to Allah, and we prefer to consume the fire of hell? We prefer to consume the embers and the ashes of hell? We prefer punishment? So what will our brains tell us? Are we not mad? Are we not foolish? Are we not stupid? Haven't we gone round the bend? Let's ask ourselves that question. Have we gone around the bend? So of course, and we're all at it. So much it's become prevalent and overwhelmed our lives that the dunya is mad today in terms of disobedience. We are crazy in love with sinning. What's the reason for this? What's the reason? Why are we doing this? Why have we got this life of sin? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has explained the reason, my friends. Allah says, okay, I'll tell you the reason as well of your problems, the root cause. The Quran tells us. Allah has told us in the Quran the reason behind us wanting to and implement sins. So Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, clear verse, that when my servant becomes negligent from my remembrance, he becomes blind. Totally blind. He doesn't know what is dhikr, what is the quality of dhikr. The power of dhikr is diminished from his mind and heart. Allah says, when a person leaves the dhikr al-Rahman, when he shuns it or neglects it, Allah says, then he is going towards shaitan. When his hal becomes this, that he doesn't know about my dhikr, becomes a ghafil, lazy from dhikr. Allah says, that he doesn't know, is this dhikr, is this something, is it important? Has he got any importance of zikr in his mind? Is there any benefit? Is there any value? He starts to doubt it. So Allah says that when a person thinks like this, then Allah says, what do I do then? What do I do? Muqidu shaitan. Allah Ta'ala says that shaitan, then he overwhelms that person. He advises that person. And when shaitan overwhelms a person, then Allah says, what happens then? That totally day and night, all the time, wherever he is, awake, asleep, sitting, standing, totally shaitan has become, you can say, the client or the host or the teacher of that person. Will he make us do halal? Will shaitan take us to the masjid? Will he make us do good? No, it cannot be. So Allah says that the reason for disobeying Allah is what? Is that shaitan, he has overwhelmed us. And what is this? Allah says, وَمَنْ يَعْشُ عَنْ ذِكْرِ الرَّحْمَنِ نُقَيِّدْ لَهُ شَيْطَانًا. Subhanallah. So anyone who chooses to remain blind to the remembrance of Allah, we assign enduring evil impulse to him. It's a very straightforward point. How much do we remember Allah? Put your hands up. How much dhikr do we do? This verse Allah is saying, those who go blind to the remembrance of Allah. So let's put our hands up. How many of us do dhikr? And the person who doesn't do dhikr, is he saying that this Quran is wrong? Na'udhu billah. Allah says, I make an enduring evil impulse become part of his life. And that shaitan goes home with him, eats with him, goes to the masjid with him, goes out with him. Shaitan's his attachment. Shaitan's his host, his friend, his companion. And apart from doing all physical worship, he is wasting his deeds. He becomes so blind that all the big deeds he's committing, implementing that should take him to paradise or her to paradise, no value remains. They go down to zero. Just like today, there's a word amongst us. An understanding. The most beautiful and best thing that Allah Ta'ala has given to us, such a beautiful thing Allah has given to us, Allah has announced in the Quran. That so great a deed is this, so beloved a deed is this, that if a man or a woman, a person of iman implements this deed, what do I do? Allah says, I will make that person my mahbub, yuhbibkum. Allah says, I will start to love you. Allah says, I'll start to love you if you do this deed. Allahu Akbar. Allah says, I will make you my mahbub, my beloved, due to that deed that you are implementing. What is that deed? And look in our lives, in our homes, outside, in our daily lives. Is that amal there? What is that? Ittaba'i Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Obedience to the Prophet says, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ فَاتَّبِعُونِ يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهُ. Allah says, our face should like the Prophet says, our attire, our face, our appearance, our work, our walking, our going home, our eating. This is called total obedience to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah doesn't say in the Quran, I'm sending Nabi and all you have to do is the salah he taught you, just pray and leave everything else. No. Step by step, footstep by footstep, handspan by handspan, nothing in our life, not 1% of our life should be against, away from the lifestyle of the Prophet. لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رُسُولَ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنًا. Allah has given him imthal, example. Misal, the example Allah has given, that keep imitating the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If you imitate him, barakat will continue to come in your life. Your life will be improved, beautiful. You'll keep on going to Jannah. Keep on going to Jannah. Shaitan will not come close to you. He will not even whiff. We go to the toilet, and the toilet is filled with shaitan, evil forces. They are shayateen all there. Most shayateen will be in the toilet, in the bathroom. In our homes, our children go, women go, and how do we go? Why do people get divorced? Why are there fights, quarrels at home, fasad, fitnah? Why do we have misunderstanding? I say 99.9% homes, husband and wives, they're not together. No, we pray salah, we read Quran, we read this surah and that surah. You do all of these things, but do you imitate the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Do you? That we say that we are obedient to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah, and we are yours at the same time. Do we say this? The whole deen, the value of the deen, the scale, the deeds will be weighed on the scale only on one weight. Due to the weight of the sunnah, if we don't have ittiba, what is the sunnah? Rasulullah, we don't have no value, appreciation, we don't have any acceptance for it, we don't regard it, but we prefer other things that other people do more, but there's no power of the sunnah. Imama, a person says, no, and peeping the beard, the proper length, we say, what deen is this? And parda, we say to the somebody have parda, we say, we don't believe in parda. What deen is this? What deen are we practicing and traveling along? Nothing to worry about? Allah says, fair enough, I've given you the solution. And this will happen. And the cure Allah has given, the reason Allah has given, that if you implement the sunnah, if you obey the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and bring his lifestyle into your lifestyle, then you can become a great human being. There'll be nobody more than you on this earth who loves. There will be nobody more than you who loves the sunnah of Rasulullah sallam on this earth, and your every footstep will be in accordance to the sunnah. And your every footstep, handspan by handspan, your life will be a reflection of the sunnah. Nifaq, hypocrisy will end. And playing tricks with people will end. Showing off will end. True ishq and love will come into your heart, into our hearts. Just like I gave you two examples, the two walis of Allah, totally it's like this. Like this in introduction. The wali of Allah, his life, you'll see nothing, no special action in the life of the wali of Allah. There's one thing you'll hear. Many people say, I pray tahajjud, I give zakah, I give sadaqah. But one thing that's made a person a wali of Allah is what? Why is it that makes ittaba'i Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Obedience to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sunnah. That's why in their life they never sacrificed a sunnah. They never gave up on a sunnah. They never shunned a sunnah. The question never arose. But this is not in our lives, so where will barakah come from, brothers? Yes, no magician can give us barakah. We go to the toilet, we don't know the method of how to go into the toilet. Shaitan, they grab hold of us, the child's ill, wife's ill, fighting at home, fasad, fitna. We say, no, the amil is coming, the magician's coming, he'll take money from us, charge a fee. Oh, you've got so many jinns are inside you, your mother-in-law's put a magic potion against you, black magic, and divorce this person, I'll do this for you and pay me. I say that in this gathering, maybe there's nobody who hasn't got an amil as a friend, a magician as a friend. Why? But this is another adab, Allah Ta'ala says. Another adab. This is another adab of this, that you have left my dhikr, my remembrance. You have taken shaitan as a friend and shaitan will destroy you. You have left dhikrir rahman and you have preferred the companionship of shaitan. Is anything worse than this? Allah said in the Quran, my friends, Allah has given the example. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu dhkurullaha dhikran kathira. O people of Iman, Allah says, have aqal, use your intellect. Why do you destroy yourselves? Why do you waste yourselves, your life? You have Iman, the Iman, person with Iman cannot think for a second that he's going to disobey Allah. If he's got health, and he's not immersed in sickness, he's not affected by sickness, and shaitan's not inside him. One lie for the Muslim would be like a mountain. He cannot even speak a lie. Yes, this is different to Iman. This is different. Iman will never say to you that you're lying, you can lie, backbite, consume haram, or do wrong, or have riya, or pride, or show off. Never will a mu'min's Iman allow him to do that. Allah says, Ya ayyuhalladhina aminu dhkurullaha dhikran kathira. Let's give him the cure. Remember me in abundance. Do my dhikr. Remember me. This is not an option. I can do it if I want to, leave it, if I feel like it. That jama'ah, that group will do dhikr. I don't need to do it. That's the dhikr jama'ah. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu. Allah says, whoever of you has iman, instruction for you is do my dhikr, Allah says. Instruction. And it won't be your group or your tabliq or your calls or your announcements or your Quran or your home that will succeed. Allah says, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu. Every man and woman who has iman, it's lazim that you do dhikr of Allah. Lazim, essential. Is this not instruction? Is this not? This is a hukam, order, instruction of Allah. So will we all do this? Inshallah. Say it loudly, brothers. Inshallah. Okay, so somebody show me how to get out of the trap. Nobody can claim today. It's impossible for us to say that if a person doesn't do dhikr, he says, I'm fine, I don't lie, I don't do ghibah, I don't backbite, I don't have show off. I give a challenge to anyone out there. The Quran challenges, don't imagine that you can leave sins if you don't do dhikr of Allah. Don't imagine. You can never progress on the deen. Barakah can never come into your life. It will be temporary barakah for you. Be temporary. And you will never see the fruit of your deeds. You will be implementing deeds, worship, action, amal, but you won't get the fruits of your deeds because there's no sunnah. The fruits of sunnah will not be visible. It will be just empty and barren and be very difficult to get the rewards. Oh, I've become this, I've done this. No, look at this point. Look at this point. Even if there are five people following that path, but they're all imitating and obeying the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that's success. And that group, that those few people will be better than hundreds of thousands of people who don't have sunnah in their life, who are drama. Hollow boxes. Remember this point. One basis of success, one success criteria is given, ittiba'i Rasul, imitation and obedience to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That's the only success factor for a mu'min. Yes, before any other 10 actions you do this. Even if there are 5 people following that deen, that understanding they have, they all are imitating, adhering to the sunnah, they follow sharia, they fear Allah, every action is according to the sunnah, their lives like this, no kashf, no miracle, no karamat, no other person, no kitab, and opposite to that, there are hundreds of thousands of people on conferences, marches, loud claims and shouting, but they are a waste. They are a waste, they are a waste, they are a waste. I tell you clearly, the Quran is telling us clearly. They are sick. They are sick. They are ill. What's the cure? Dhikr Allah. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, O men, O women of Iman, it's lazim, essential, compulsory, you do my dhikr, Allah says. Compulsory. Will we do dhikr, my brothers? Inshallah, this is today's da'wah. This is today's invitation. Calling all of you for dhikr. Whoever's accepted this da'wah, I swear by Allah, to your 7 generations, walis of Allah will be born. I swear by Allah. 7 generations. Hadith. That when a person sits, a mu'min, and does dhikr of Allah, then the earth that he is sitting on, 7 layers down, the effect of dhikr goes. If a person sits on planet earth and does dhikr, the inhabitants of the heavens, they look down on the earth and think that those people are shining moons and stars, the name of Allah due to which we are sitting on the earth. Allah says, as long as my name is recited in the world by one person, this world, the mountains, the planet earth, the crust, the heavens, the skies, everything, businesses will flourish as long as one man is in the earth, remembering Allah, this machine will run. Allah says, Qiyamah will not come. Qiyamah will not come. That house cannot be destroyed. In that home, there cannot be anything negative. In that home, where the dhikr of Allah is done properly, correctly, according to sharia and sunnah, that home can never have loss, can never lose out. But that house that does dhikr properly, according, and they live their lives according to sharia and sunnah, they will succeed. Their lives will be made. Those human beings' lives will be made. So Allah says, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu dhkurullaha dhikran kathira. Do my dhikr, Allah says. Okay, Allah, we do zikr. We do remember you. How much? I do 100 beads, I do 1,000 beads, I do 500 beads. Allah says, no, no counting. Listen, because this is the cure Allah is giving. Doctor says, we have to follow the prescription, isn't it? Ya ayyuladheena amanu dhkurullaha dhikran kathira. Not just dhikr. Allah hasn't said, ya ayyuladheena amanu dhkurullaha. Allah says, dhikran kathira. Kathira. Yes, so we can't say I've done 10 tasbih, 15 tasbih, 10 tasbih, 4 tasbih. Put the tasbihs away. Allah says, I'm not talking about tasbihs. I have no link with tasbih. Allah saying, I'm not telling you to count the beads, how many times you've remembered me. Is Allah saying count? No. Allah is not saying this. So look at the Quran. That this color, the effect of dhikr, you will not get from any ibadah. Salah is the great ibadah. It's fard, compulsory. Everything is from salah. Hajj, fasting, zakah. All of these deeds have limits, upper limits. No more than this. Come 5 times a day, the rest you're off. Do your work, I don't need more than this. Allah Ta'ala says, no more than this. 5 times salah is enough for me. This is what Allah Ta'ala is saying, isn't it? You say, Allah, I'll do 20. No, no, no. Go home, you got housework to do, wife, serve your family, work. You have to pray this many rakats and then go and serve the family, work and rizq. You have to do the work of the dunya. You have to bring up your children and give the provisions to the family and run your business and politics and run the countries. You have to do everything. Allah Ta'ala didn't tell us to leave everything and sit in the masjid. Allah Ta'ala didn't say to any Maulvi sahab, sit in the masjid, then the hujra in the room and disappear from the world. Yes, Bibi Maryam sat there and the food would come to Allah gave hukam. And that's it. But the men folk have to work. Have to earn. No one's got the hukam to leave work, pastime, career, business. No. Hajj. Hajj once in the life is enough, minimum. Allah says, may Allah accept, that's enough. But is there a need to keep going, keep going, keep going? If there's nothing else to do in the life, if Allah gives tawfiq, ability, then if you're free from everything, you have no duty, you don't have anything to do, and the days have come of Hajj, then go, fine, repeatedly go. But after doing one Hajj, we still commit sins, then Hajj, then sin, then Hajj, then sin again, round and round in a circle. That's a drama. That's a drama. So let's recognize the reality. So Allah says that do one Hajj. How many? How many Hajj Allah said do? One is enough. As long as we do it properly. Fasting, 1 month in the year, 30 days. 30 days, upper limit. Zakah, there's a percentage, Allah's defined. And the rules. But dhikr, Allah says, kathira. Abundance, high quantity, kathiran, kathira. Now here, there's no upper limit. No numbers. If you're working, have to do dhikr. Yes, do I have to? If you've got a shop, you still have to do dhikr. If I'm off, is any day off from dhikr? No. If you're sleeping, الَّذِينَ يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ قِيَامًا وَقُعُودًا وَعَلَىٰ جُنُوبِهِمْ Allah says, you have to remember me standing, sitting and lying down. No time off from dhikr. No time off, Allah? Is it? Then, tasbih. What's the tasbih? Allah says, put the tasbih away. You don't need to use tasbih. No, so there's no upper limit. No upper count limit. And you have to do it in all sitting positions, lying, walking. I have to work and business. I'm sat with my wife. I have to speak to my wife, to speak with the world. When I come home after a hard day's work, when you're tired, do you go to your mother? Or who do you go to? To your wife. Isn't it? Why are you scared of saying it? Yes. And you go home. You go and relax with your partner, with your wife. Allah has made a system that a person, he gets sakina and content and satisfaction. He's sitting with his wife. So Allah says, even with your wife. Yes. Let's ask Hazrat Aisha Sadiqa radiyallahu anha. May Allah be pleased. What did her husband do? Did he do zikr even then or not? Subhanallah. Subhanallah. Allah's the mahbuba of the mahbub of Allah, Hazrat Aisha Sadiqa, our mother. Let's ask her, what was the life of the Prophet? He did dhikr at home in the masjid outside, but did he do dhikr in front of his wife? And she said, not just in front of his wife, he used to lie down in the night and do dhikr as well. Subhanallah. Kana Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Aisha Sadiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha stated, Kana Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Yathkurullah kulla yani, that remember Allah in all circumstances. And she, Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha, said such a great habit, blessed habit, and that nobody else knew. She said that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's every moment, every breath, was never lazy and never without the remembrance of Allah. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam remembered every breath of me and you, us, aslo. We have a tasbih in our hand, don't know if we're doing tasbih, we don't know what we're doing to tasbih. Are we backbiting others or swearing at others with every bead, cursing others? We're watching a cricket match, we've got a tasbih in our hands on the TV, we're watching cricket, we're talking, gossiping. I've seen in the masjid, people are talking, and they're running the beads on the tasbih. What kind of benefit is that of dhikr? Allahu Akbar. That's the reason why today there is a mass of disobedience of Allah. We are sick, we are ill, we've left the sunnah. We prefer listening to music, Allahu Akbar, we've left the Quran. We prefer banging the musical instruments, we've left shame. We've gone towards immodesty. A beautiful thing that we have to hide. We like to wear the libas that shows our naked body, just like a dish in which there is excrement and urine. And there's a dish next to it with good food, and we leave the good food and we go towards this excrement. Think at that time when we're sinning that we are mad, we are crazy, we need medicine for our craze. We've lost the plot, we've gone round the bend. So Allah gives the cure, that you'll become a person who, you will become the example of the world, you'll become Imam Ghazali rahimahullah ta'ala. Why? Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu dhkurullaha dhikran kathira. That no big deed, no massive deal. Allah says, do dhikr, I count dhikr. So how can I do that much dhikr? Allah's put no upper limit. So as Aisha Sadiqa said, that every moment, every second, the Prophet did dhikr of Allah. So they were asked, as Aisha was asked, how did the Prophet do dhikr? Because this is the hukum, kathir, high quantity. So tell us, because we want to imitate you. Let us do this dhikr, tell us, inform us, so we can go to the shop, business, home, outside, relatives. We want to do the same dhikr, so that we're always remembering Allah in our hearts. So this is the hukum of the Quran. This is the order. So how do we do this? That the, just the way the Prophet ﷺ did. How did he do it? ﷺ, his heart never slept. His heart was always alive to the dhikr of Allah. Subhanallah, his tongue remained silent, but his heart was never ghafil, lazy from the dhikr of Allah. So what we realize from the hadith and the Quran is the real dhikr is due to what? Say it loudly. From the heart. It emanates from the heart. So that shaykh who makes your heart alive, and he makes your litafa qalb, your litafa ruh, litafa sar, litafa khafi, all the lataif, the position in your body, they will start beating. Allah, 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 Allah. Then you realize that a shaykh has come by. That's why we go to a shaykh, a teacher. Subhanallah. The friends of Allah, the reason for going to the company is this, that I'm present, oh shaykh, I'm your student. Bring my heart out and purify it. Purify it with your teaching. What a great couplet of a shaykh that I have put the pure water, the cleansing water, with my darkness and the sins, and now I get the benefit. These were the couplets from before. Today we say, oh, do this tasbih and that tasbih and that tasbih. There's no Islam, no notification of the student. Even the sheikh sitting in the south, and in the north, and the students in the south, and they run about saying, oh, we're murids of the sheikh. Murids, have you done Islam? Has any sin been shunned and annulled? The sheikh gives attention to the student. This is sunnah, the order of the Quran. Go to the wali of Allah. Hazrat Tanvi Sahib, they said, it's fardain. It's fard on every individual, compulsory on every individual to do islah, to have a sheikh, to rectify himself. Brothers, it's not an option. We have to get Jannah. We need to save ourselves from the adhab qabr. And it's so simple, this path. You get deen and dunya both from the path of Islam. Your businesses will flourish, economy will flourish, takings will flourish, income will flourish, happiness will come, big cars will come, and poverty won't come. Allah's barakat comes due to dhikr of Allah. A system, if we follow a system, 5 times salah, Allah's remembrance, and then just like your sheikh gives you ma'mulat, and recite Quran this much in the evening, and a list of the sins, and you're doing tazkiyah, sheet system, monitoring system, recording system, you go and present it every week, and you have communication with the sheikh, Allah says, Sai mashkura. If your sin isn't eradicated and removed, and Allah Ta'ala says that when you come to me, then you will come pure and clean, because you had the intention. Not this, that oh, the sins will come out. Guaranteed, no, maybe not. We are sinful, shaitan is stronger, he runs along with us. Even if we cannot remove the sins, but we're trying. We went to the Wali Allah, and we followed his instruction in Mujahid, and we're trying our best, alhamdulillah. Allah Ta'ala says, you're doing a very good deed, a very good action. Wajadu fina. Allah says, that you need to start trying, you need to start trying. Allah says, my rahmah will continue to travel with you, my mercy will continue to travel with you. Allahu Akbar. So why do I say people's beards, someone's beard is this long, 2 fingers long? When you get the friend of Allah, the Shaykh, you've gone to his company as a niyah for ikhlas, a rectification, and you have to walk there every day, even if you have to go far. Not that it's too far, I can't walk there. What day is dhikr in that place, in that masjid, where islah takes place regular, proper? Now let me tell you this. Where islah, rectification is taking place properly, and people are thirsty, then the standard of islah is there 24 hours a day. Yes, that the person who's thirsty, the tap that quenches the thirst of iman will never close, and the water will continue to flow. Allah says that people are thirsty, and remember what I'm saying. Remember, the fountain and the river, the water source will emanate from that place where people are thirsty. Look, look, when you make niyyah, Allah want my salah, rectification, Allah will give you a sheikh, a teacher from such a place, and he'll give you that tariqah, The method where your nafs will be eliminated, your ego will be eliminated, your takabbur, pride will be eliminated, and your lack of humbleness will be eliminated. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had great humility. And we should consider ourselves lower than others. No person is lower than me. I'm the worst from everybody. I should think like this. This is how my mindset should be. All guarantees come out and all desires come out of our heads and our minds. And the desire for the deen increases. Fikr-e-akhirah comes. Fikr for the hereafter increases. The enjoyment of counting notes disappears. And reciting the Quran, we start to get enjoyment. And get enough for tahajjud, we get enjoyment. Yes, and if the Quran is in the heart and you're reciting at we don't recite at tahajjud time, what we have to answer for this? If somebody gives me a Mercedes and my father gives me a Mercedes, brand new plate, and after a month father comes and says, have you driven it? No, Allah, the front two tires are punctured. Will you be angry or will you be happy? Tell me. So Allah Ta'ala has put the Quran in your heart. That Quran by which all the angels, they're happy and they're proud, and the angels are proud, and that person's ruh cannot be consumed. That zalim never recites the Quran at tahajjud time? Who's a hafidh? Oh, he just opens in the Ramadan time with difficulty. I've led tarabi salah. That person should be feeling sleepy in that third part of the night, and I take my Quran out from the shelf and I embrace Allah as the one who listens and Allah gives. And this is called passion and desire. So those people who have no passion, desire, will they get rewarded thereafter? That person who plays with the Quran, can he ever succeed? Especially for the women, Allah has given this, and the women, so much desire, I want to do Quran hifz. And after doing hifz of the Quran, then tell that person to come towards good. And that same conclusion will come to that person with the Quran as prescribed. The Quran shrieks out in the night, is anyone that I'm waiting? Come out from your sleep and grab hold of me. Take the learning from me. That person snoring or the sister snoring. And that's it says that you had so much desire to learn Quran and to bring into your heart that get up and read the Quran. Oh, I'll read it in Ramadan. I'll lead Taraweeh. That Taraweeh will be the Taraweeh of Riyah, of pride. Let me tell you this. I speak straightforward. That's Riyah, that Ravi, that, oh, I recite a Shurim and Sudais and our melody. That's all it is. Your melodies match and nothing else. There's competition. Oh, servants of Allah, think for a moment. That scale where the deeds will be weighed. Al-Wuluk, Ikhlas, and Sudi. Was this amal for me or for somebody else? Why are these diseases present? Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu dhkuru Allah dhikran kathira. We don't do the dhikr of Allah. We forget about kathir. Let's promise to Allah now. Next promise. Make this night precious. One niyyah, one intention I've brought to this gathering. I have no other objective. I came when I departed home. I was ill, unwell. I've come to you in an unwell state. But I've come with one concern, one worry. I've come with an invitation. Then this gathering, everyone who's sitting here today, that please take hold of the mercy of Allah. Everyone should depart after learning dhikr and kathir. I haven't come here to make you murids. I'm not worried about making students. I run after islah. I have nothing else to do or say, because I'm ashamed. But one normal fares I'm giving to you. If somebody is a marid of a sheikh, a student of a sheikh, doesn't matter if you have a sheikh who teaches you things, come, I will teach you dhikr. Your heart will become alive. It won't seal. And I'll tell you that deed, what to do. This is the hukum my sheikh told me. He gave me advice and teaching, and then he instructed me to go to the corners of the hemisphere and make the hearts warm with the dhikr of Allah. Put the tasbihs on the ground and make their hearts beat to the name of Allah. So has anyone learned, brothers? Has anyone learned? You want to learn? Put your hands up. Do you want to learn this shortcut, fast track, dhikr method? MashaAllah, there's nothing to be scared about. I've not come here to take your money. Yes, so why are we afraid? Why are we cautious? You don't have to do anything either. You don't need to do anything physically. Your tongue, you will not need to do nothing. You're sleeping and your heart will do dhikr. Who will do the dhikr? The heart will do dhikr. Imagine, my friends. Imagine. Allah's made it so easy for us to save us from Jahannam. You don't need to do anything physical. Eat chapati, chickens, biryani. Who stopped you? Nobody's stopping you. Allah says, but bring dhikr into your heart at least. You don't want to mention Allah's name. You want to enjoy yourself in Jannah. Allah says, but do what I'm telling you to. Allah says, you will loot all the treasures. Your house will be full with happiness, and whatever you say will occur, will happen. So it's too hard, Allah. It's not hard, Allah says. That's the dhikr of Allah. For this reason, when a child is born, when the child is in the womb and is delivered from the womb of the mother, the arms and legs are beat. And I'll say medically what happens, subhanAllah. And for example, we speak that so our intestines are so long, they'll probably start and go to Istanbul. The eyes are such a wonder, a miracle. There's a system Allah Ta'ala has given to us that we cannot imagine, the system of the human body. And before all the systems, Allah Ta'ala gives what to the child? If there's a doctor present, he'll tell us. First and foremost, Allah Ta'ala creates that thing which is going to do the dhikr, his remembrance. that will recognize Allah, realize Allah is, what is that? The heart is manufactured. When an ultrasound scan is done, the doctor says, yeah, the heart's formed, it's a small piece of flesh, and there's a verse in the Quran, it becomes, and Allah says that what happens? SubhanAllah, and for example, what do we do when we get older? The first thing that we hit is our heart. We don't give the food to the heart. Is your heart alive? Allah says this hadith. There are only those people alive who do my remembrance, Allah says, who do my dhikr. That's the difference. Yes? That the example of death, the example Allah has given, Allah's Nabi has given the example here, those who do dhikr and those who don't do dhikr, the example is like those who are alive and those who are not alive. We hear this in ta'aleem, in education circles, we go in jamaat, we hear this hadith, but it doesn't have any effect on us. There's no effect that we will go somewhere, dhikr is happening, dhikr has been told. No, why do we have to stay there too long? Let's leave it. Oh, servants of Allah. Oh, so don't you have understanding that this is something to think about? But what do you read in the Quran? Allah says, what classification of the words of the Quran do you have in your mind? No, it's not for us. It's not for us. It's for the previous people. It's not for us. So tell me, who's it for? Whose work of the deen are we implementing? Is this dhikr that I'm hosting? Or I'm explaining? Is it my dhikr? Or is your doing dhikr? Is it your dhikr? Allah says, ya ayyuhalladhina amanu dhkuru Allaha dhikran kathira. This is for the people of Iman. If you've got Iman, then you can come, Allah says, here and join. So Allah has also said another thing in this verse, subhanAllah, that dhikr and Iman both have a link. So remember this, such a deep relationship and link, where there's Iman, there's dhikr, and where there's dhikr, there'll be Iman, SubhanAllah. So that Iman which is void of dhikr, that person will be immersed in sins and it will be immersed in wrong. What dhikr is the essential dhikr that Allah Ta'ala is mentioning in the Quran, not the dhikr of tasbih 10, tasbih 15, which dhikr? Dhikr of the heart. What do we need to do? Go to a sheikh and learn, yes. So let's ask our nafs, no, I'm this and he's not this, he hasn't got this, don't think about this. Whatever, I'm nothing, Allah. This gathering, that gathering will be successful. Remember, that a person who thinks he's the worst in that gathering, he will succeed. A person who's come to this gathering and he says, I'm the worst, the most sinful, and it's all due to my sins that today people in the world are passing away and things happening. If he says from the depths of his heart, Allah, I am sinful, then Allah Ta'ala will elevate that person's status and then he will leave. Allahu Akbar. But our thoughts don't go that far. That, oh, me, I'm the best. No, this is not what is accepted in Allah's court. No, never the case. Take the me out. Take the ego out. Humble yourself. Lower yourself. Learn from those who are teaching. No, oh, this is shirk. You are worshipping a person. No, my shaykh will be upset. What will he say? I learned thikr from somewhere else. So are you doing shirk? That, are you worshipping the human being, the teacher? You are learning such a great, great resource from a wali Allah. You say, no, I only go to my shaykh. Why should I go here? No shaykh belongs to anybody. When Allah Ta'ala explains his path, and the shaykh who explains the path to you clear, he's the greatest shaykh. So why hasn't dhikr benefited you up till now? Why are you lataif not alive? Why are the parts of your body not alive? Why is shaitan overwhelming us? Why do we do haram? Why do we do wrong? That, for example, I commit a sin. Why I've got riya? Why do I show off? Why I've got pride? Why do I show people things, the deeds for showing, for the sake of showing? Every sin has a stench, darkness. Yes, don't we get angry? And we're proud of getting angry. Oh, today I swore at my wife. She didn't cook the chapatis properly. I swore at her. Don't we say this every day? I went home and I saw she doesn't work at home. I told her off. I grabbed her and I shook her. Do you understand Punjabi? My chaade aisi hun. Phadke nu main chaade aisi, we say. Yes? Why? Oh, mainu gussa aisi. She didn't make chapati nice and round, uniform. It was in a circle. And I was stood in a line and this man came and I gave him chanda, I slapped him. Oh, I think I'm bigger. I can slap people up. This is our anger. I come in and he pushed me, he barged me. Does he know I'm Hazrat Sahib and he's barged me? Does he know my status? Waji, what a big sin that person done, huh? And you were Hazrat Sahib? Were you? I'm Hazrat Sahib, I've come, and they didn't. He's going in front of me, he's my murid. Doesn't he feel ashamed that he's walking in front of me? He won't say it. He won't say it. But he'll cut his leaf off the rest of the branch. I'm telling you, this is what he'll do. He say, I deserve this more sitting on this chair, he'll say. I deserve it more. Me, ego, a person should be melting in his modesty. That how can you give pain to people? How can you trouble people? Astaghfirullah. Will you not have to answer? Clambering over people, jumping. Who are you? You think you're a son of a human being? Sit to the back when you come in, wherever you get the space. Why are you running to the front trying to get a claim? Sit where you are with these. Yes, if the gathering, obviously, there is adab, there is manners, and obviously we are forced to exercise manners, and every person should have this desire. But Allah Ta'ala says, what do I do with such a person? That in the hearts, I create the respect for the human beings in the heart of that person. And that person's adab his manners forces him that I cannot accept that we disrespect this person. But if a person demands himself, when I come, stand up, when I come, sit down, bow to me, take my hand, do this, that's one demand. The other demand is that he's saying to the person who's a walila, you're my friend, stand up, stand up. How can you not stand? How can you not stand? And such a jolt of adab comes into a person and he shakes. I cannot do this, I cannot do wrong. So this is a different point here. So one is adab, making a person do something with manners, and one is adab coming into the heart automatically. Both are opposites. Yes, do you understand what I'm saying, brothers? So Allah says, kathir dhikr lan, kathir dhikr. Then what will happen? Huwa alladhi yusalli alaykum wa malaikatahu. Allah says, first the reward, Allahu Akbar. That when you do my dhikr kathira, when you learn dhikr in abundance, just like today you learnt and you learn and you will leave. And mutakabir proud will be that person who doesn't learn dhikr and leaves. In his mind until now, the thought hasn't even dropped, the penny hasn't dropped. That even if the Quran is revealed, I can see the verse, but I'm not going to do dhikr, I'm fine, I'm travelling the path fine, I don't need anyone's assistance. I have no mistake within me. That's another point. Firaun used to say this, Abu Jahl used to say this. I've got no defects, no problems. I don't think there's any person, after hearing so much, that he will depart this gathering without learning dhikr. An old man definitely cannot. His file, the signature is about to be applied to this file of life. Yes? So today our fortunes are opening. Destiny is opening. Allah says, Huwalladhi yusalli alaykum wa malaikatuh. Huwalladhi. What's Allah saying? That you have done whose dhikr? Whose dhikr have you done? Subhanallah. Yes, so have you done dhikr of to Bhagwan or Ram? You have done dhikr of Rabbi Kanat, Lord of the universe. And what do you have to say? Bismillah Rabbika. Allah, your name. I start with your name. Allah Ta'ala doesn't say Qadir, Rahman, etc. Allah says, read that for a second. Say my name straight. Allah, Allah, Subhanallah. Speak straight. Knock on my door straight. Allah says, is anyone like this? Tell me. Is there anyone like this? Tell me. And we say, I'm this, I'm Wazin, I'm this Qibla, Kaaba, long titles, and respectful king, etc. Can anyone say his name is so long? Allah says, don't do drama with me, I'm Qadir, Razid, I am everything, I give everything. But when you come as my friend, then call me from my personal name, Subhanallah. Say to me, Allah, and I will call you Asif, Subhanallah. That's when there's friendship, isn't it? That's when there's friendship, proper, Subhanallah. So Allah's calling out. I remember an event, my friends. I remember an event. Shall I share it with you? That event, inshallah, based on this topic we just discussed, I remember an event. Malik bin Dinar, rahmatullah, was a great sheikh. What's his name? Malik bin Dinar, great sheikh, great wali Allah, respectful elder of Islam, the ulama, respectful scholars know about him. And in that day and age, there was another wali, Jafar bin Salman, subhanallah, rahmatullah alayh. So he was traveling and he saw that there's a young, handsome person, and he's rich and wealthy, just like he has a Mercedes in this world today and other resources. And he's making a palace. He's constructing a what? A palace. He's constructing a palace. Hey, put this on. He's telling the electricians to correct this, paint this. This room should be special. So both Darvesh sat down and said, sit down, sit down. Both sat down. MashaAllah. And they said, let's look at this game. What does he do? What does he do? So he started giving instruction, the room will be here, it'll be like this, there'll be a balcony, and there'll be this. A palace is being constructed, very big house, a lot of workers are there, and work's going on fast speed. Subhanallah. Then Malik bin Dinar, he said, Assalamu alaikum. He said, Wa alaikum salam. What's the issue? You seem busy. He said, you haven't recognized me. He said that I'd like to say one thing to you, that please give me a little bit of time. He said, yes, tell me. He said, when he started speaking, he understood that this is Malik bin Dinar. Yes, because the walis of Allah, they recognize others, that this smell and fragrance is something else coming from it. And he said, this is Malik sahab, you need to be careful when you speak to him. Go, Hazrat sahab, what is it? What's the question? He said, forget tea and social, I want to say one thing to you. He said, yes, what is that? He said, that whose palace is this? He said, it's mine. Who's going to live in it? He said, I am. He said, who liked it? He said, I liked it. You will live in this? He said, yes, I'll live in this. And when will this be completed? He said, very quickly, that I've got a lot of workers running after it. You say, okay. Then I'll say, how much spend have you got from this? Listen to the words of the Wali of Allah. How much do you spend from this? He said, I spend, for example, 100,000 dirhams. Yes? So a lot of money is not like, for example, if you say 10 million making something, or koti, you know, a big house. What's the difference between the koti and the house? Same thing. I don't understand. So he said, 10,000. That many people, this is how much it is, the price, and this is the state of it. He said that, look, do this. He said, yes, what shall I do? He said, give me 100,000. He said, give it to you. He said, yeah, give it to me. What will you do? He said, I'll give sadaqah straight away, all of that. Say, Subhanallah, Subhanallah. Are you listening to what I'm saying, or are you sleeping? You listening? Okay, listen carefully. He said that, shall I give to you? He said, yes, I'm asking. There's nobody else asking, is there? Yeah, that for example, he's my friend with me, and he doesn't know what I'm about to do. Subhanallah. He said, what will you do then? He said, I will distribute. And then he started smiling. He said, oh, what a silly question asked. He said, what will I get? He said, I'll tell you what you'll get. So the Darvesh listened to his speech now, him talking. He said, this palace, 10 more times over and beyond that, you'll have a better palace and you'll have servants and you'll have wives and you'll have palaces and homes made out of precious rubies and pearls, and every room will be decorated. There'll be hoor in every room. Say, Subhanallah, Subhanallah. And whatever you want, the foods will be prepared fresh. Every second your desires will be fulfilled. You'll have no difficulty and it'll be forever. This mirror will break in the world and insects will come, creepy crawlies will come. But the days will continue to get closer to the hereafter. And you will see and you will feel and the fragrance of the mortar in paradise. And how many people will go like this? Subhanallah. How many people, just like if I say to you, again, think about what I'm saying. I remember another point here, very important. That he said, give me one night, please. Give me one night. He said, I'm not going to give you the night. He said, I'm going to do a deal with you right now if you accept. He said, okay, do that. He said, okay, fine. Take the night from me. I'll stay in the masjid. Then you take and I'll take from you. So he couldn't understand his as a Jafar that was happening. So he went into the masjid. He said, Jafar, quickly get up, okay? We have to go to him and see what he's thought in the night. So khair, all night long, he did dua. Oh Allah, give hidayah to this person, give hidayah, give guidance. Look at that, the shan of the walis of Allah. More than him, he left his journey, he suffered his journey, everything, and he assisted them. Is a person mad when he's traveling? Is he getting anything? When he stops to help someone, what's the reason to go on the journey? But Subhanallah, the loss of the world, the issues in the world, a person feels and wants to help. So Allah Ta'ala says, when I like somebody, then in that person's heart I instill the love of my makhluk, my creation. So much love that the children, awlad, they all, for example, children, they are more important. Oh, the child is ill. No, let me go, let me host dhikr. Yes, they are all surprised that what's going on here? Not the wife, not the children, no relatives, no guests. And he's progressing the time. So he's forced to ask. It's not a drama. Because in his heart, the makhluk's love has increased. Subhanallah. The reason? Therefore, Allah Ta'ala loves somebody. Then why should that person not love the creation of Allah? If Allah loves his creation, then why don't we love the creation? If you love somebody, then you'll always, if you love somebody, then you'll always love those items and things in the world that your beloved loves. For example, if your beloved likes the rose flower, then you'll never go towards the chambeli, will you? You'll go towards the rose flower. All the sahaba ikram, radiallahu anhum, they like those things that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam liked. He communicated that he liked. The question didn't arise that they would dislike it. The preference would become, look, the qaddu, the pumpkin sharif, it's a vegetable. What's the value of that vegetable? There are thousands of vegetables. Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he put that into his gravy, into his dish. He said, I like this. And all of the sahaba come, they ate so much that their body, that mashallah, they benefited so much, they ate it so much. Because Allah Ta'ala liked it. Allah Ta'ala liked it for them. So we love it. And this is the sign of love. Allah's Habib Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam loved beard. And what do we prefer? What do we like? Every day we shave, we like to imitate others, and we say, we're Ashiq Rasul, and I'm a lover of Rasul. I've gone to Medina, did Salam, and I looked at the Ghumbaz Sharif, and all the dramas you have to hear of the people. And look at their faces, who does the face match with? Who does it match with? Say, Astaghfirullah. We will not do this. Do you want to become an Ashiq like this? Is this an Ashiq? I gave you the example of the vegetable. This is that example for which Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated. مَنْ رَغَبَ سُنَّةِ فَلَيْسَ مِنِّي. Whoever leaves my sunnah, whoever doesn't like my sunnah, he has no link with me, no connection with me. فَلَيْسَ مِنِّي. And the person in the world says this, then how will he get saviour? How will he be saved in the hereafter? How will he get shifa from Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? So do we do tawbah and promise to lengthen the beard? Or do we want to leave like this? Do we do tawbah? Do we repent? These are not small promises. These are the decisions of akhirah, my friends. This is deen. But we don't do dhikr. We don't remember Allah. So the power of dhikr has disappeared from us. So I was trying to say that do dua that Allah gives him hidayah. So he went. And he sat down. And he was about to arrive. Before him, the child is sat there, the young man. He said that you've come late, Subhanallah. And look at the current that was flowing there. He said, I bring the money. Have you brought the money? He said, no, I haven't brought the money. And he said, that was it. He said, I didn't worry about it in the night, but I was just preparing for you the notes and preparing the money. And I will fulfill all of that, the 100,000 plus. So here's 100,000 here, Malik Saab. He said, yes, they are here. He said, give me this piece of paper that I've given to you. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. Yes, written, that's when it will be confirmed, isn't it, what we've done? You've said big talk, but at least give it in writing to me. And here's the pen, here's the paper, and start writing, Malik Saab. And he says that, Yara, I can't do this. You're making me write the money. What is it you're doing? I'll get stuck, I don't have yakin in this. No, you cannot say this. Allah says that, come forward, bring the medicine, and you'll get my stamp and etc. approval. So he came forward, he said, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, ila. Malik Bilal, and he said his name and wiped down. And who's he speaking to? The Badshah, the king of the kings, subhanallah. Rabbi Khalik, Allah, the king of the kings, is addressing his creation. Allah says, this person, I've given him lenience from Jahannam, and I've given him a palace, and I've described that palace, and I've told him, where's America? Look at his yaqeen, the wali of Allah. The description of the palace and the rooms and who lives in the house, and the Malik says that I have given zamanat, I've given bail. Now will I, Rabb, give to him not just this, but according to your glory, give him more and more above this. Subhanallah, subhanallah. And I also am hopeful from you, Allah, that it won't be just a lot, but that palace will be in your qurb, in your nearness, so subhanallah. Won't be too far away. That's it. Seal of approval. Stamp of approval. Go. Read this and do this. Here, take this 100,000 rewards. And that's it. Door closed. Finished. Gone. Left. Time passes. One morning, he prays Salah. He was getting up. And he saw, just like your number, on that, the number was written and placed there. It was just like he was written and given to him. He came back, Malik bin Dinar, and he picked up that piece of paper. And then who had answered on that picture? Allahu Akbar. Allah also writes, yes. I said that if you say Allah, then Allah Ta'ala will address you with your name. Subhanallah. With your name. Allah Ta'ala says, you remember me in your heart, I will remember you in my heart. Allahu Akbar. Allah says that if you remember me, wherever you think on the earth, Allah says, I'll remember you in the skies. Allah says, you remember with people in a gathering, I'll remember you amongst my angels. So Allah is remembering us, alhamdulillah. Yes, does Allah Ta'ala not speak the truth? Of course He does. Tell me. So everything here Allah Ta'ala said. So burn, do you want to go? Fine, go. Allah says, I'll continue doing my work, and I'll also gather my angels together, and I'll release a new post, etc. Whichever individual has come here, whatever involvement you've got for this gathering, let me tell you, in the Akhirah, in the hereafter, he will see with his bare eyes the reward that he's getting. Subhanallah. This is Ismidat, the gathering of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Whoever's come is given the solution, and whoever gives up his time and his effort and follows the principles and the laws, he'll get that benefit, and a person cannot imagine how much that person will get. Yes, so this ajeeb gathering, as I said, these are the examples I gave to you, and I explained this to you. So the selection was made min janib Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Allah says that whatever you took the bail out for against the action, Allah says that I allowed you to complete the action which you were living. Subhanallah. We gave him the palace, the mansion, just like you said, but 70 times more than that, Allah Ta'ala says, I gave him. 70 times more than that. And he took all of the parcha, yes, and he had become a lover, and he said that I'll go to this person. He went on a journey. When he arrived there, he knocked on the door, and nobody could answer. Then he knocked, and a crying noise came from within. Crying, shrieking out. Very light. He said, what is it? What is it? He said that a person's passed away. He's died. He said, who? Where? And what did he see? That there was a dusty house, a mud hut that was being built at that time. Not a solid concrete house. And it was sold. He said that a person can be sold. When he makes friendship with Allah, he can be sold. We say we are not going to consume haram or do non-sharia action. So that means maybe we're sold out. Our dahir has changed, alhamdulillah. And you've become a fakir. But your batin has become so wealthy, it's become a king. So these are the transactions and the deals. We get scared. What will the dunya say? And he was wearing such good clothes, he had this car. This is dunya. What will dunya say? And that's why we worry about the dunya. Whether, whatever it is, that a person, when he dies, if he doesn't remember Allah, then just the insects devour his body. But look, Allah Ta'ala has given a person ilm, qualities of knowledge and ilm, or Quran, hadith, and we've destroyed everything today. Due to our misdeeds, everything is destroyed. So we need to think, we need to ponder. And he stated that, is there any person who can lead the janazah? Because we've bathed them, given him ghusl. He said, tell me at least, I'm Malik. He says, oh, Malik Saab. He says, tell me that, did he die in front of you? He said, how must he have died? Say, Subhanallah, Subhanallah. He said, Maud was like this, that was with him. And at the time of death, I was given a piece of paper. And I was told that when you want to die, then put this piece of paper in my coffin. I need to show this to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in my whole life, I've seen everything. He said, I've spent my life saving, etc. I've given everything for you, Allah. And Allah said, what is this attachment? What is the attachment? He said, that the attachment's gone. And he said, yes, that was the attachment. That was the one that he wanted to show to me. And that was the attachment that he gave you. Allah has given the reply on the same attachment. So this is something to think about. Let's listen further. These are very precious words. Precious words. People, they were also listening. And a person stood up, young man. He said, okay, is this what you're doing? Yes. And he said, take 200,000 dirham and write for me as well. Allah will say, subhanallah. What was the answer? He said, the time came and it's gone as well, oh madman. It's not for every day, this story. There's a time of Allah's rahmah. Mercy of Allah Ta'ala wants to forgive. Allah Ta'ala establishes the gatherings properly. Always these gatherings happen without any stop. Ulama explain. That how many years has been your masjid? Tell me. Thousands of things. And ever have you seen the color of the dhikr of Allah? Is it gathered there, formed there, in the house of Allah? No. It's very difficult, very difficult. And sometimes these rahmas come from Allah. Mercies. The time that was there came, the fakir, he raised his hand, he taught. You didn't take the benefit. Some people like this, they benefit, they don't benefit. The others were dervish. If they put their hand up, their whole promise is fulfilled. Subhanallah. And there were those who were educated. So why did he say all of this? That the Quran has said all of this to us. The Quran. So he gave him an answer that the time has gone, my friend. Now why will you make me count my money? Whatever time is gone, is gone. But time is not finished now. So I've got yaqeen, and I've written on the sheet that when Allah Ta'ala gives the backing, Allah and His Habib says, don't we have yaqeen on that? Don't we have the understanding? What parcha did He give Allah Ta'ala? The Qur'an Hakeem Allah has given to us. And all the words and guidance is not in the Qur'an. Allah has not promised Jannah. You think Allah has not? Has Allah Ta'ala not promised Jannah? That Allah Ta'ala says, I've just said a word or a phrase. Allah says, but every day Allah Ta'ala mentions in the hadith and other learnings about paradise. So brothers, let's come together, do dhikr of Allah. And inshallah, after dhikr of Allah, remembrance of Allah, everyone I invite that learn dhikr qalbi and depart. Kathir dhikr. Kathir dhikr, just 1 second it will take. And inshallah, your heart will start to recite the name Allah, 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 and you'll become the dhakir. No piri muridi, no sheikh, no student game. And I will give you this dhikr. And inshallah, as I prescribe it to you, do that dhikr at the same time. Then inshallah, in the life you'll see a change of improvement with those people who put the dhikr out and demonstrate and share about the dhikr of Allah. Don't fear. And I've come to this majlis. We spoke about dhikr. The Quran has given shahada. But if we leave empty-handed without any learning, then we are unfortunate. And I've fulfilled my duty. And you are so fortunate. We are all fortunate. Wa akhru dawana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Two types of dhikr are there. Jahir and dhikr khafi. We'll do dhikr zahir first and then dhikr khafi after that. And after that there will be dua.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah rabbil alameen. As-salamu wa salamu wa ala sayyidina al-mursaleen. Shafi'i al-mursaleen. Taha wa yasin wa habib al-ameen. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina wa maulana Muhammadin nabiyil ummi wa azwajihi ummahatil mu'minin wa zurriyatihi wa ahli baitihi kama sallaita ala ali ibrahim innaka hamidun majid wa sallim tasliman daiman abadan kathiran. Allahumma rabbana atina fid dunya hasanatan wa fil akhirati hasanatan wa qina azaban nar wa qina azabal qabri wa qina azabal hashri wa qina azabal mizan wa adkhilna jannata ma'al abrar ya aziz ya ghaffar ya rabbul alamin. Allahumma tamitna al-iman wa amitna al-iman wa shanna yawm al-qayyamati ma'al-iman. Allahumma idina sirat al-mustaqim. Allahumma idina sirat al-mustaqim. Allahumma idina sirat al-mustaqim. Allahumma istabinna bi sunnati wa nafana bi mahambati wa shanna fi zamrati ya kareem. Allahumma Allahumma inna ala zikrika wa shukrika wa husni ibadatika ya qadiyal hajat iktahajatina ya qadiyal hajat iktahajatina ya qadiyal hajat iktahajatina ya dawiyal balayat itfa balayatina ya dawiyal balayat itfa balayatina ya dawiyal balayat itfa balayatina ya shafiyal amrad ishfa amradina allahumma afina fi budni allahumma afina fi sami allahumma afina fi basri allahumma barik lana fil maut wa fi ma ba'da al maut allahumma hasibna hisaban yasira allahumma hasibna hisaban yasira allahumma hasibna hisaban yasira allahumma hasibna hisaban yasira Allahumma inna ala ghamratil maut wa sakratil maut Allahumma na'uz bika min al-azab al-qabri wa azab jahannam wa fitnat al-mahya wal-mamat wa fitnat al-masih al-danjal Allahumma inna nas'aluka min khayri ma salaka minhu nabiyyuka Muhammadan sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa na'uz bika min sharri ma sta'aza منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم أنت المستعان عليك البلاء ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا يا الله ہمارے ماں باپ کو بخش دے یا اللہ ہمارے ماں باپ کو بخش دے یا اللہ ہمارے ماں باپ کو اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا اللهم اغفر لنا ولوالدينا واستاذينا ومشايخنا وجميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات اللهم منهم والأموات برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون والسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين آمين.